6 minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time, and it's Monday, June 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour, where we've got our summer sale going on, 15% off site-wide, excluding drop ship products. That sale runs right up until the end of June. That's the 30th for those of you counting down the days. With extra savings on closeout items with no code necessary, we've already applied the discounts when you check out. So that's a good thing, because now you can stock up and get 15% off everything except dropship products right here at the Power Mall. And of course, for those of you out there interested in our guest schedule, we have that today. More importantly, I think, than ever, we need to hear from the Rutherford Institute, and by gosh, by golly, John Whitehead is going to be on with us at the top of next hour to spend the hour talking about red flag laws and all this garbage that have gone on and what that means for you. And, you know, it's understandable that all somebody has to do is make a phone call and the gendarme can come to your house, kick in your door, and take all your weapons away. Amazing how that works. And so, you know, if we didn't have to worry about home invasions, it might be a different story. But SWAT teams? Seriously, I mean, here you got 20 or 30 guys all with MP4As or, you know, some sort of submachine gun, heavy-duty semi-automatic weapons, and they come crashing through your door based on false information, mistaken identities, and wrong addresses, and you're sitting there with your AR-15 and 15 on one. That really isn't a good outcome. So that's one of the reasons why we're having this conversation. I know it sounds crazy, but you know, we're going to hear from a constitutional attorney, John Whitehead, at the top of next hour. He's the founder and president of the Rutherford Institute, and we're going to talk about all this and try to get you informed from a legal standpoint as to what in Hades is going on with this government. Not only did Biden sign a gun control measure into law, expanding and working up this red flag nonsense and financially bolstering it across the states, encouraging them to do it, they really want to take away your guns. This is not about protection. It's all about taking away your guns, and we'll get into that in our news segment here. Wayne Elliott will be joining us on Tuesday with Strauss Natural Products. Adam Hartage will join us on Tuesday as well, talking about the medical industrial complex and how broken it is. Why am I not surprised? Wednesday, Robert Tektalian, Vitamir, will be on with us as well. We'll also be joined by Alex Newman. You know him. You've been on the show before. It's all good. We're talking about plot against guns, not about safety, but tyranny and Roe being overturned. A battle to save babies begins. Because the Biden administration, more news on that. Pretty scary. Biden's going to expand whatever federal powers he can to stop the states from legislating abortion or abortion rights. You have a right to an abortion? We'll talk about that. Clay Clark will be on Friday because we got the Reawaken America tour coming up in Virginia Beach, Virginia, and Rochester, New York. We'll be joined at the top of the hour on Friday by Andrew Butchin from EMP Shield. This is the world's first home EMP protection. There is some scary news we're going to tell you about today on the radio, and it's got nothing to do with the Chinese government or anybody else. It's got to do what activity is going on right now with the sun and how that could affect your electrical situation. Yeah. Are we talking about another Carrington event or even worse? We'll let you know this hour. Our phone lines, of course, 844-769-2944. They are wide open this hour for you to call up and voice your concerns. Anything that's on your mind right now you want to talk about that's relevant to the topic of conversation or relevant in your world that we all need to know about, especially if it's a solution. We're all about that. And you know, here's the funny thing about conspiracy theories. If you hear something that you say, oh, we could be accused of being a conspiracy theorist, just wait, you know, 4 to 6 months and it will come true. Because that's pretty much everything that we know now. We were called conspiracy theorists last year. Yeah, especially in the wintertime when we really started protesting against a jab. Oh, you're just a conspiracy theorist. These are safe and effective. Yeah, well, that's not what we're finding out now. We got more news headlines to talk about on that subject, that very subject. Those are the things that, yeah, we definitely like to relate to because it's all about taking care of you, your concerns, and providing you with the necessary solutions to make it a better world for you. Robert Redfern, by the way, indeed passed away from unexpected health complications on June 17th. We lost a great guy. He was on with us a number of times from Britain. I know you can all sit there and think they offed him because he had the goods. He had something. He had knowledge. Knowledge is power, and boy, when you exert it, man, they want to come after you. We have to stop thinking like that, folks. We have to stand up and be bold because that's what our God, the Father Almighty, commanded us to do. Vitamir, by the way, is being forced to increase their prices on all products very soon due to the price increases, shipping ingredients, and packaging materials they are faced with, which is why you need to take advantage of that 15% off site-wide sale we got going on right now, folks. Order those extra tubes of toothpaste. And, of course, at the Power Mall right now, you did a very good job. I'm so proud of our listeners. They blew up the phones last Friday when we had White Harvest Seeds on. It's great. Non-GMO heirloom seed kits are now available at the Power Mall. I'm going to talk about food shortages, and they're in the news, by the way. Even more and more people are coming out. I mean, we're talking about dignitaries and public officials, and now it's in your face. They're predicting this is going to happen. For those of you who like the Miracle Skin Sugarfoot, we have a very limited number of those available right now. So if you want to get your feet summer sandal ready, I don't think my feet would look very good in sandals. Because then I would have some smart aleck say, hey, Dave, why don't you paint your toenails? As long as you're going to wear sandals, that would look freaky, wouldn't it? I know. Please don't get a visual on that. That would be a joke if I actually did it, but I'm not. So we won't. Power Hour, by the way, for those of you who have heard about ACN Radio Network and what happened. Well, ACN put out a message to one of our listeners. God forbid, they said Power Hour's not in the air anymore. Well, what they meant, Power Hour is just not broadcasting on ACN Radio Network for now because of the fact that, you know, money gets tight and we have to make budget cuts just like everybody else. Going to the grocery store, well, not buying that junk food now, not buying junk cereal, nope. Sorry, we're not buying 20 different kinds of snacks. Everybody's cutting back. This is what they do. They don't buy as much because the price of everything goes up, and then it's, of course, when we find out it's all filled with junk and all those things like glyphosate. We don't want any part of that because that's what they're using to speed dry wheat and what goes into a lot of our products. And you wonder why you got wheat belly? But I can't leave the Cheetos alone. Yeah, me and cheese puffs just do not get along. That's why I can't buy them. I would sit down with a whole bag of those cheese puffs, man. They'd be gone in an hour. And I'd pay for it later. So, nope, we can't do that. It's one of the reasons why we talk about stuff like this, folks, on our show. We've had Dr. Stephanie Seneff on talking about glyphosate and all that other stuff. I know you were all paying attention because we got phone calls. Thank God we have listeners out there who care, and they're offering solutions. It's always fun to hear from you, by the way, when the phone lines are open, which they are now. For those of you having a problem getting us any other way, you can pick up your telephone, dial 631-359-8232, and listen to us live Central Time from 11 p.m. or 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. Ha! Threw that on you. I know you were listening. All the ways to listen to the Power Hour are found on thepowerhour.com. / how-to-listen / There's a link there for it, for those of you who didn't get that fast. If you want to get a newsletter, which you should be getting, you can dial us up, the Power Hour. You can text us, 22828, and you can get the Power Hour newsletter on your phone. You can listen to the broadcasts. They're archived. ThePowerHour.com is our website. We appreciate your donations and everything you do to help us out, especially when you shop at the Power Mall, especially during our 15% off site-wide sale, excluding dropship products, now through the end of the month. Now, besides the red flags law, the red flag laws we're going to be talking to John Whitehead about, in world news, sounds almost like Garner Ted Armstrong. Remember that? The world tomorrow, and he's no longer with us. And, you know, they broadcast a lot of stuff we might have been paying attention to or not. You know, we listen to George Norrie and Art Bell and everybody else and all those weird broadcasts of things going on in the universe and how they affect us. Well, Russian missiles have struck an apartment block and close to a kindergarten in the Ukrainian capital of Kiev yesterday. World leaders gathered in Europe to discuss further sanctions against Moscow. Like, that worked so far. It's hurt all of us, hadn't hurt Russia. Why? Because they got China as a trading partner now. The Russians hit Kyiv again. Missiles damaged an apartment building and a kindergarten. According to the head of the president's administration, we're talking about Ukrainian President Zelensky's administration. A Reuters photographer saw a large blast crater near a playground and a kindergarten and smashed windows. The deputy mayor said one person was killed and six wounded. He said explosions heard later in other parts of Kyiv were air defenses destroying further incoming missiles. Now, can we take that? This is all happening as G7 leaders are meeting in Europe, including Sleepy Joe. What if he's going to fall asleep in the chair during the meeting? Or he's going to sit there and go, come on, man, you know, like he always does. That's a joke. Yeah, we got some other news about Joe, about accidentally revealing a very specific cheat sheet reminding him of how to act. Oh, my. Would that be enough evidence to impeach him under the 25th Amendment? Not without impeaching his sidekick, Giggles. She's got to go, too, folks. If we go after one, you got to go after the other, because you cannot let her have a place in the White House as president. And then you're going to have to go after Pelosi because she's next in line and you're going to have to take her out, too. See, because that'll be the first one coming in and going, we need to save the democracy. We need to save the democracy. You know, Pelosi. I just got this really funny. Thank you, Power Hour Jay, for this. She sent me a wonderful photo on my text message the other day, and I showed it to my wife, and she just cracked up laughing. It was so funny. It said, before you call it a conspiracy theory, just hear me out. It's got a picture of Michael Jackson with a bad makeup day and Nancy Pelosi side by side, and they almost look identical. See, and she sent that to me. And trust me, it got a big laugh, Jay. I was losing it. And when I showed it to Linda, Linda cracked up laughing. Because I've always been saying, Pelosi looks like a wannabe Michael Jackson on a bad makeup day. And so somebody actually affirmed that by sending us a comedy photo about it. And it's just wonder, you know, I want to walk up to Nancy Pelosi one of these days and say, hey, did you get the license number of that truck? You've heard that joke before. I'll let you cackle on that one for a minute while we go into the next story here. Canada's Public Health Agency, yes, our neighbors to the north, they made a tragic error by grounding its COVID-19 response policies on coercion rather than persuasion, which was a key medical principle that had been thrown away during the pandemic, according to Richard Chavez. He's a doctor, former Ontario Chief Medical Officer of Health. He served as their top doctor from 87 to 97. He said on the 24th of this month, public health principle he practiced for decades was based on persuasion, not coercion, and would hardly resort to legal powers to medical interventions. So you see, even their own kind are going after him now. Little Mr. Justin Trudeau socialist thing going on up there. By the way, for those of you who don't think that the Roe v. Wade overturning had anything negative going on outside the borders of the United States. You know, we don't exactly know what prompted this guy to do it. A gunman opened fire in central Norway's Oslo bar area in their central district between Friday and Saturday, killing two people, a man in his 50s and another in his 60s, and wounding more than 20 others. Norwegian Security Service calling the attack an Islamic terror attack during the capital's annual LGBT and Pride Festival. The suspect, Zaniar Matapour, a 42-year-old Norwegian citizen originally from Iran. Well, guess what, folks? We found out. He was on their radar since 2015. So what stopped the Norwegian authorities from going after the guy and putting him under surveillance? Just like what stopped our authorities, who knew because of the boisterous rantings of Salvador Ramos in Uvalde, what stopped them from going after him and saying, sir, you need to come with us, please? You see, this is how they get red flag gun laws passed, is they let nutbags like him that have probably, now it might not be conspiracy theorists, folks, might not be, I might not be that guy that's telling you right now that they probably were grooming Salvador Ramos to do exactly that. In fact, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, they are grooming dozens of other individuals to go do the same thing. Why? Because, see, that way they can clamp down on us and take away more of our guns. That's what it's all about. I mean, look what they did over the weekend. We're going to talk about that in just a second. Daniel in New Jersey, how are you, sir? What's going on in your world?
Well, I'm thinking about the report from last Thursday's Hal Turner radio show, where he said that the chemical companies that manufacture the additive packages that go into the lubricating oil for diesel motors have declared force majeure. They have no product to ship and will have none to ship until next year at the earliest, leaving the entire country with about a 6 to 8 week supply of lubricating oil for the semi tractor trailers, the oil tankers, the diesel locomotives, etc. Have you heard anything about this?
We have. As a matter of fact, I've got some news on that this morning because they are predicting a diesel oil shortage. Now, we're talking about not talking about the oil that goes in your cars, folks. We're talking about the oil that specifically is used in diesel engines that run the tractor trailers that get the goods and services to market. That's
right.
Where the food shortage happens, because the supply chain becomes more disrupted over time. Daniel, am I on the right track there?
Yes. How much do you want to bet that the major force was agents from the United States government saying, we're confiscating all of your current supplies and all of your production?
And where do you think they might be sending that? Over to China?
Well, I think a large portion is to cause the food shortage and the lockdown this fall and by mail only voting, et cetera, and rationing via a app you'll have to have on a smartphone displaying a QR code in your right hand, kind of like the mark of the beast. But I think the large portions of it are going into the not only this shortage, but many other shortages into these huge underground warehouses of storage that they're preparing for the 2028 transit of our sun's dark star and its three major planets. That's what I guess, anyway.
All right. Well, that's a good guess. I mean, you know, again, I'm not going to call you a conspiracy theorist, because it seems like every time that we come up with something like this, months later, it comes true. So I can't say that what you're telling me, I can't say what you're telling me is wrong. I'm not going to. I won't. And the thing is, you might be onto something. And see, it merits some research and some follow-up. And so, you know, if you start to see signs where this is actually happening, you know, let us know. I mean, what's going on in your world? Because, I mean, New Jersey is a very heavily industrialized state. And so I get what you're saying.
Yeah, I've never heard, well, all of the conspiracy theories I've heard, I've never had any of them proven wrong, though not all of them have yet been proven right.
Correct.
Keep smiling.
I understand that. I'm trying to, sir. Thank you so much. God bless you. Thanks for your comments this morning. We appreciate you. The World Health Organization, by the way, just so you know, you can breathe a sigh of relief, because the almighty Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus and the International Health Response Emergency Committee Oh, what a bunch of jokers they are. We can't believe half of what they're saying. Now they're saying monkeypox is not an international public health emergency at present. Could it be in the future? What do you think about these commies up there telling us what to do, huh? We can take that with a grain of salt. Because, look, if you're not hanging around, and I mean, you got to love this, because if you were watching Gutfeld the other night, he's asking all these different people what they thought about having sex in the bum with somebody that's got monkeypox. You know, and they're all sitting there freaking out because, see here, Bill Maher is talking about that on the lib end of things, because apparently a lot of his audience likes that kind of sex. So, you know, here's the thing. When you have the CDC and people like these bozos coming out saying you got to wear clothes when you have sex with same-sex partners, some of whom may have these boils and sores and pus leaking out of their system because of monkeypox, if you're that hard up to have sex with one of those people, I guess you deserve what you get. Yeah, but 6 feet apart with your clothes on? Oh, my goodness. And, of course, you know, there is no logic to any of this stuff. And I sometimes wonder whether this is like the World Health Organization Comedy Hour coming at us, because, I mean, how stupid did they think we are? We have the smartest listeners that listen to the show, I'm telling you. And God forbid we would do something that moronic, but guess what? There are people out there, they want out of the gene pool. They don't want them existing anymore. They want to kill them by any means possible, including all the dummies that take the government's word for how safe and effective the jab is, because if they can have people dropping dead, what is the total we have now? 350 a day. And if you take that, I got my calculator right here. Hold on. 350 people a day times 365 days a year. That's 127,750 people who will die of COVID in the next year. Let's see. How many years would it take to get rid of the entire United States population? Not going to happen. We're too smart for that. We'll be back with more news and your phone calls after this short break. Dave Krieger with you in the Power Hour. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Catherine at the Power Hour. The Power Mall began when Joyce Riley discovered an all-natural soap that heals skin issues and can replace your bathing, laundry, and household cleaning products. That soap is Miracle 2 and is made from natural minerals and coconut extract with no added fragrances or colors and is naturally concentrated and biodegradable. I guarantee after you discover how amazing Miracle 2 products are, you'll recommend them to everyone you know. To order, call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com today. You'll learn why so many people say, it's not just soap, it's a miracle.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the Optivita silver lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. It is more critical than ever for you to sign up for our free newsletter and our breaking news. Simply text the word Power Hour to 22828 on your mobile phone, or sign up when you visit thepowerhour.com. Our website again is thepowerhour.com, or text Power Hour to 22828. Together, our legacy will live on for centuries.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Minutes after the hour, 11 a.m. Central Time, Monday, June 27, 2022. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. Phone lines are open, by the way, if you want to give us a shout. 844-769-2944. Did you know? We were talking about the food shortage and everything else, how severe it's going to get. How bad is it? Yeah, everybody asked that question. It's becoming increasingly clear that severe food shortages are going to be inevitable, more or less, worldwide. Whatever food is available will continue to go up in price. The cost of agricultural inputs such as diesel and fertilizers is skyrocketing due to shortages caused by, this is what they're blaming it on, folks, the Russia-Ukraine conflict. You see, they got to have some way of pointing a finger at something to misdirect away from themselves. We already know that when you jack the price of something up, it puts a strain on the rest of the economic system. We know this already. We're not dumb. Apparently, our government thinks we are. So when they shut down Keystone XL, and everybody's going to argue, no, that didn't happen. That's not what caused it. Oh, no, what about all the oil and gas leases that the Biden administration claims are still in existence, but they're not? They're so damned hard to get and so expensive and so time-consuming. We're not drilling. We got all these places. Like I said, the dipsticks are in D.C., folks. You voted them in. If you want the same insanity, keep voting them in. Get rid of McConnell. He's the first one that needs to go when his term is up. He doesn't need to be in the Senate anymore. We need him out. In fact, all the rhinos that voted for this gun legislation, I really think that they have committed treason against the United States of America by going against the Constitution of the United States. It says the right to bear arms shall not be infringed. And what do they just do? I think you can answer that question, right? Brian in Missouri, you're on the phone. What's going on?
Hey, good morning. How are you?
Doing good. Yourself?
Hey. Good. Last time I called you, I told you about working on the greenhouse situation up north.
Yes.
Have you guys ever heard of a guy named Russ Finch? He has a video called Oranges in the Snow.
Interesting. Russ Finch?
Yeah. You have to just punch in Oranges in the Snow. He's got a nice greenhouse system up in northern Nebraska, and the guy's growing oranges and papayas and pomegranates, bananas, all kinds of stuff during the wintertime. And it's a custom-style greenhouse that he built, and I just got through putting in the pipe system for the heat pump for it.
Wonderful. Good for you. Did you order your White Harvest seed yet from the Power Mall?
I had already gotten several seed vault systems from other places, or I would have. I'm one of those guys that I have tons of stuff to do all the time, and I just went to the farm yesterday, put the straw out of the bobcat, and I'm on the way to the shop to see if I can't get it rebuilt or have to buy a new one.
Yeah, no doubt. So, I mean, there's always that means of preparation that has to be taken into consideration. I went out and got a chipper shredder for my birthday present, and I'm using it because I want to grind. I'm not going to grind illegal aliens when they come on my property. I've been pulling everybody's leg on that one. My invader eliminator. No, I want to use that because basically I like to grind up that compost and that cedar for mulch to keep the bugs out. And that's one of the reasons why I got it. It's really, really good for composting.
Don't put the cedar in your garden. In your garden.
No, that goes around the house. That goes around the landscaping, the xeriscaping to keep the bugs away.
Gotcha. I bought a WC-68 from Woodland Mills last year. It was like $3,000. It'll do up to a 6-inch log, and I do lots and lots of wood chips.
That's a big shredder. I only bought an earthquake, and that'll do 3-inch, and I figured that was enough. You know, you could at least put an arm in it, and it would, you know.
If I could afford it, I probably would have got an 8 to 10-inch size, but $3,000 was enough. I mean, it's a heck of a machine. And I compared it to another one, and the Lord's like, don't get this one. Wait. And then I fronted this Woodland Mills, and man, it's an incredible machine.
I bet it is. Well, there you go, folks. There's a solution for you. I appreciate that. And good luck with the greenhouse. You'll have to, and if you would, not mind doing this, I would love to see pictures. If you could send some of those over, take some photos of what you're doing and send them to support@thepowerhour.com. And we will post them. I am just dying to see how your system is set up. That would be great because I'm in the process of working on mine right now.
All right, brother. Hey,
sounds
have a
good
week.
One.
Talk to you.
You too.
All right.
Thank you. God bless you, sir. Thank you, Brian. There you have it. See, folks, they're coming up with solutions. You hear people are taking action right now. This is how we combat the food shortage is you just get out in front of it and you stay out in front of it. That's the beauty about us being proactive. We're doing everything we can so we're not taxing the economy, and the economy is not taxing us. See, it works in both directions. Economically, it's a great thing. The head of the UN is even warning the world faces catastrophic situations because of the growing shortage of food around the globe. Well, you know, if these people would stop causing problems to create supply chain issues, we might be a lot better off. And you see, the more that Biden and the one party government keeps sticking their nose into Ukraine, the worse it's going to get for us. All these sanctions that we're doing against Russia are hurting us. They're not hurting Russia. Russia's ruble has never been stronger, and they're trading with China. See, they don't want to trade with us. They won't trade with EU. No, they'd rather create a shortage in EU and have rationing and sanctioning and everything going on. You know, people that want to charge too much money. What do you think's going to go on? Charge too much money. What, we call that price gouging? You know, excuse me, but apparently the people that claim we're price gouging have never much heard about supply and demand. And if they actually had a brain as far as economics go, we might actually believe what they were saying. But see, so far, you know, all we know is this could be propaganda trying to scare us. Well, you know what? The people that are out like Brian that just called in here and are talking about what they're doing, oranges in the snow. I wrote it down, Russ Finch. I wrote this down because I want to see what he's doing. It merits research on your part. Because if he's got a solution and we can all benefit from it, by golly, that's what this show is all about. I love it. We should put that under our gardening and farming. And, yeah, we got a story in there from Marjorie Wildcraft, as a matter of fact, in this particular about mistakes that people make that invite pests into their garden. Yep. You know, we try to put these in there. When I get a good story, I'm going to pass it along because, see, that one little tip can save your entire crop, and that's what you want. You want solutions. So nut job Biden all of a sudden has accidentally spilled the beans that he's got a cheat sheet, and it was captured on camera during a June 23rd conference. It was a pre-written staff note. Offshore wind drop by sequence of events at a White House meeting with wind industry executives. The snapped sheet contains a list of bullet points, which begin by telling Biden to enter the Roosevelt Room and say hello to participants. Next instruction reads, you take your seat. Ow. That means Biden, not yelling at everybody else. You take your seat. No, it's all in caps. You take your seat. As if he doesn't know what to do. What kind of moron do we have in the White House? If he's got a cheat sheet, folks, it's time for the 25th Amendment on the whole lot of them. Because, see, it comes in sections. I think what is happening is the Republican majority is waiting to take control in November. You see, part of the problem I have with all this, if something bad, like what Dr. Brian Artis was saying, could happen in November, we don't know what that is. I got to call him on it and say, look, what do you think is going to happen in November that's that bad? Oh, you mean the fact that they're going to try to push for mail-in ballots again and cause all sorts of lockdowns again to where people have to be scared and vote by mail-in ballot so we can slip in a few hundred thousand more in each voting district to sit there and sway the election and get more Democrats in power illegally and then sit there and call everybody conspiracy theorists because the 80-plus million people out there that voted for Trump and voted heavy Republican all of a sudden found out their vote didn't matter, that the election was stolen, or at least that's what they were told. And then, of course, if you say the election was stolen, well, guess what you are? You're a right-wing whack job. Your comment doesn't matter. You should be censored. Yeah. You see, that's how they control the game, folks. That's how they control the narrative, which is why I'm glad Scotty called in last week to discuss his time as a poll watcher. We need more of you out there to get active in that, to make sure this nonsense doesn't happen. And if they sit there and say, oh, no, we need to have a major nationwide lockdown on this, we know automatically if it's going to happen before the elections, they are going to try to steal it again by mail-in ballots and ballot harvesting. We know they're going to do it again. We're going to try. History repeats itself. Those who are ignorant of it are doomed to repeat it. This is exactly what George Santayana said. This is exactly what they could have up their sleeve. And we can't let little Michael Jackson wannabe Pelosi and his cronies get away with this again. They need to be ousted. But of course, you know, San Francisco is just wonderful. It's just a crime-free, drug-free, homeless-free city. Not. Has votes Pelosi every time. It's crazy. That's the definition of insanity. Expecting different results in the next 10 years for the same thing you voted for in the last 10 years. Not going to happen. It's going to get worse. And so when you have this little cheat sheet for the president, not good. It means somebody else is telling him what to do and what to say. The man can't think for himself. If I only had a brain. Yeah. Okay, moving along, Roe v. Wade came out, and what happened? All the numbskulls out there that didn't bother reading the opinion started rioting. Up in Portland, they smashed windows and wrote graffiti threats. Yeah, see, Portland, it always happens that way because, you know, everybody who's wearing all black, you know, what is this? They wear black heels, too, while they were at it. Well, the Portland Police Bureau didn't say anything about that. Nobody was strutting up and down the street. You know, what can we say? A community festival in North Precinct was underway. An impromptu dance party drew 1,000 people to Irving Park. They held a march in blocked traffic. There were also calls about speed racers doing stunts in various parts of Portland. Of course, no arrests were made during the riots because it was a peaceful demonstration. Yeah. And, of course, the Portland Police Bureau said in a Sunday morning update, just because arrests are not made at the scene where tensions are high does not mean that people are not being charged with crimes later. Sure hope they got the cameras on. A pregnancy resource center was vandalized. Officers are working to contact affected business owners and assist with arrangements to secure the buildings. Efforts are already underway to get the graffiti off the walls. Multnomah County District Attorney intends on prosecuting these cases. Gee, when did he wake up? And then the more than 30 senators requesting that Biden use full force of the federal government to stop states from preventing abortions after Roe v. Wade. Like I said, all these people are not your friends. There is no constitutional right to have an abortion. I told you this last week. It says life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Well, then, of course, they're saying, well, liberty means you can go have an abortion if you want. Look, if you want to go to one of those states that doesn't think abortion is murder, fine. You go. You know, and I mean, I was talking to my wife about this morning, and I said, you know, and she said, you will really get people upset if you say what you just told me. And I said, yeah, I know. And I know you're all just dying to know what I said. Because I was talking about all of these people. And I'm going to rather deflect to what she said when we were watching all the demonstrations last week when they went down. She said, all these people, if you look at the ages of the people that are there, they are like reflective of the generation prior that could have aborted them but didn't. See, if they would have aborted all those people that were protesting, there wouldn't be a protest because those people would have all been dead, killed by abortion. But no, their parents decided to bear them. Now, whether or not they actually had good parenting skills or let the liberal system of education influence their children, well, that's a whole different thing as part of the gene pool. So you see, that's the thing that I did not say, that my wife said, that you might agree with. Because she said all of those women could have aborted all their kids. And then we wouldn't have these protests because they wouldn't be here. Because most of them, if you notice, a majority of them probably didn't even read the opinion and did not understand. They thought abortion was banned all over the United States because of Roe v. Wade. That is not what happened, folks. I'm actually including the PDF of the 114-page opinion that Samuel Alito drafted and wrote, the actual official opinion, 5-4. Yes, it was a split decision because this is what they've done when they politicize stuff. The legislatures in the states, not the courts, have the power to pass laws to enable or restrict abortions. End of story. We end this opinion where we began. Abortion presents a profound moral question, Alito wrote. The Constitution does not prohibit the citizens of each state from regulating or prohibiting abortion. Roe and Casey arrogated that authority, referring to the 92 decision. Actually, it was Casey that was then. Planned Parenthood v. Casey, also struck down on Friday as well. We now overrule those decisions and return that authority to the people and their elected representatives. Like I said last week, folks, the 10th Amendment to the Constitution of the United States won a major victory for we the people. You got to love that. And, of course, our friend from north of the border, George Freund in Canada, sir. God bless you. How are you?
Oh, not too bad. I hear there's a little trouble in the world, and I hear Power Hour has got the means and the ability to make it better. I know they got to add some letters to that LGBT stuff. Letters
oh, God.
They always
what is
forget
it?
About.
What is it? Yeah, okay, I'm ready. C-C-C, go ahead.
C-C-C-G-O-P-A. Christian, conservative, constitutionalist, gun owner, patriotic American. And we have those letters added to the equation, we might find ourselves in a better soup. And when you talk about this, you know, right to life and liberty, the person left out of the equation is the baby. They have
True.
A right to life.
True.
So that they can get some liberty down the road. What I heard from a well-organized lefty that I communicate with all the time, and it's nice to have somebody to spar with that completely and totally disagrees with everything you say, because they'll tune me into their happy, fuzzy world. A lot of big corporations in the United States were well prepared to fly any woman to a state where she can have an abortion gratis and get the procedure gratis. And then I put my conspiratorial brain to work and go, well, how can that happen? Well, there's probably only one reason for that, is they sell the parts they harvest for whatever nefarious purposes they harvest them for. And it's not for their rights. It's for diabolical purposes. And that I hate to see. But I thank him for telling me that, because that means the protests are in vain. They're probably just paid agitators or fellow travelers trying to raise that red flag, the communist red flag. And when we talk about red flag laws, they should be completely renamed. They should be called red coat laws, because that's what the British wanted to do at Concord when they raided farms looking for arms. And they threw the food, hundreds of barrels of food in ponds to destroy them so the Patriots couldn't eat. It's sort of the same thing. You're interplying with the supply chain, and you're taking the arms from the people you want to keep enslaved and or conquer. And who is doing this? This is being done by, well, sort of, one of your own. I imagine he's an American, sort of, but the president and his hench people are completely on another side for globalism, flying a red flag, but it's probably got a hammer and sickle embedded in it.
And, it probably does.
You know, this Nancy... Probably does. And this Nancy Pelosi, if there's something I did when I was on Power Hour, was to expose her roots with Jimmy Jones and the People's Temple. Jimmy Jones controlled California politics. Jimmy Jones brought in busloads of people before there were mail-in ballots to control all the elections. Jimmy Jones could force President-elect Jimmy Carter to present his wife to him on an airplane, and he couldn't say no. And these are the progeny of them. And that includes your favorite vice president, who was the mistress of a certain speaker of the House in California, who was a disciple of the People's Temple and Jimmy Jones. And so is another very famous American politician, Dianne Feinstein. I have a blog on that on my website. Very interesting material. We did several shows on that, exposing that these people are controlled, and their duty as cultists is to get the United States embroiled in the war at that time with the Soviet Union to destroy both countries.
Okay,
that
now
sounds
familiar. George, I know you're going to tell us the name of your website real quick before I run down the list of companies that you just mentioned offering abortion related benefits amid the Roe overturn.
Yes, indeed. It's conspiracy-cafe.com.
Conspiracy-cafe.com. It is.
Yes,
Airbnb,
indeed.
PayPal, Meta, Reddit, DoorDash, Amalgamated Bank, Levi Strauss & Company, Match Group, Bumble, JP Morgan Chase, Citi, Walt Disney Company, Yelp, Apple, Tesla, Microsoft, Amazon, Hewlett-Packard Enterprise, Uber, Netflix, Lyft, Patagonia, Salesforce, Starbucks, Gucci, Paramount, and Alaska Airlines, just to name a few. And guess what, folks? Time to start boycotting. Because that's the only way you're going to send a message. And why do they want to pay for abortion? Because it's a whole hell of a lot cheaper than paying for family health care.
Indeed, indeed. It is the most diabolical thing. We were brainwashed with this when I was in high school, and that's a long time ago now. And there's only one thing that had to convince me. A movie came along called The Silent Scream, and you could see the child putting their hands up or trying to evade death, usually by a blunt or a sharp object, a curettage version. And you knew that the baby was sentient. It knew what was going on, and it was doing rudimentary attempts to try to save itself, even by moving out of the way. And there's nothing they could ever do to convince me that this isn't flat-out murder.
George, I would wonder whether or not it might be beneficial for them to take a visual movie of what's going on inside the womb during an abortion and show these women before they go in there and they're trying to abort at term, which a lot of them, I mean, this is crazy. They should just go have the baby and put it up for adoption. My mom did. So, you know, if she aborted me, we wouldn't be having this conversation right now, but she didn't. She chose to carry me to term. I was born in a home for unwed mothers and adopted out at age 6 months.
Well, one thing I recommend for people, I was able to find a version I could post on my website, was that old movie, Prudence and the Pill. And it details all these complexities in human relations. And many couples are going through very, very strenuous episodes of infidelity, problems, et cetera, et cetera. But in those days, they had to bring the child. And the movie has a happy ending because all the babies are born, and you see how it changed their lives and improved things. So whatever fears or trepidations you had along the journey, and it's a bit lighthearted. It's a chick flick comedy type of film. It's very, very entertaining. It used to be rated R, but that's a joke in today's world. I'd almost say it's a child movie now. And it's very, very good. I never watched it until just very recently, and it opened up a lot of doors to help you understand the things that we deal with and the blessing from God that the child is to each and every person. And when you destroy that life, you destroy the blessing from God, the ultimate blessing you can have to create life, even if it's accidentally.
Right.
The bonus,
George,
is still there. If you accidentally win the lotto, are you going to say no?
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I know.
So God
well,
bless
we're
you
just
all.
About it. Yeah, we're just about at the break. I wanted to ask you one thing. What do you think about the news story that's out now about Liz Cheney starting to ask Democrats to switch parties and votes for her because she's facing a tough primary battle with a candidate endorsed by former President Trump? What do you think about that? Clever or stupid?
I look at all politics as it exists because we don't have patriots running for public office except in, you know, very, very few circumstances as an illusion, not an election. And it's just like a giant dog and pony show from all
for sure.
These people. They're a disgrace, a total disgrace compared to the good, wonderful people that Americans are. And another great film is The Battle of Athens, Tennessee, and watch what happens when vets get the ballot box stuffed.
Oh, you got to love that. Thank you, George Freund, for your commentary. We're at the break right now, folks. We're going to be back with John Whitehead from the Rutherford Institute after our break at the top of the hour. Dave Krieger with you on the Power Hour. It's been invigorating this morning. Stay with us for more.
Infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
As you all know, everything begins with an idea. Ideas have helped shape the very world we live in. ThePowerMall.com began as an idea, allowing entrepreneurs and small business owners like yourself the opportunity to not only survive, but thrive in an era where corporations dominate. ThePowerMall.com is a small family-owned business who has partnered with companies you've come to rely on and trust over the years, like North American Urban Spice, Miracle 2 Soaps, Vitamir, Numana Food Storage, to name just a few. Fight back against large corporations when you buy from thepowermall.com. Need to speak to a real person? Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.